local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three starts now on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Wednesday. Always appreciate it. Your interaction is well welcomed. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Hopefully it's slowing down on the roads. If you do need to call something in, though, the number is 850-2626-111. Austin will be happy to talk to you. Right off the bat here, we'll get started with our top three stories here at 6:13 before the first check of the roads and weather this hour. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, says his country will continue fighting after his country's ceasefire deal with Hamas ends. Benjamin Netanyahu calls the release of dozens of hostages by Hamas a great achievement, but adds that his answer is an unequivocal yes if Israel will return to fighting. The truce deal between Israel and Hamas is set to expire after being extended 2 days. Yesterday, Hamas released 12 more hostages. Israel freed 30 detainees. And the latest today was that Israel had, there were 10 hostages released this evening, just hours before the truce ends, and then 30 Palestinians were freed on the other side. So 10 and 30 again there. That's the latest that we have right now. Also in Washington, a vote to expel George Santos from Congress is expected to take place tomorrow as House Democrats are urging Republicans to vote in favor of removing him, saying he's a serial fraudster. Here is a reaction from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that. Everybody's working through that, and we'll see how they vote.
Well, earlier this month, the House Ethics Committee released a report finding Santos violated federal criminal laws by misusing campaign funds. And here locally, text messages from Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh are revealing a plan in 2021 to redistrict Perdido and reveal a possible violation of Florida's sunshine laws. According to the PNJ, on October 1st of 2021, Burgosh sent two texts to David Baer, CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. One at 7:49 in the morning reads, quote, "It would really be helpful if you could speak with Lumen about that. Of course, don't tell me what he says, LOL," end quote. Another text a minute later says, quote, "And if you could speak with Steven, that would be greatly appreciated, but absolutely don't tell me what he says, LOL. Those would be referring to Lumen May and Steven Barry, fellow commissioners. Burgosh then sends an image showing his proposal for District 1, showing Perdido Key and Inner Rarity included. According to First Amendment attorney Jennifer Mansfield, an elected official cannot circumvent the Sunshine Law by using an intermediary to communicate to other members of the same board. Those are our top three stories today. 6:15, our first check of the roads and weather this hour.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lowe's. Save big every day during their 25 days of deals. Be sure to use those to shop daily for the whole home. That's Lowe's 25 days of deals. So we were kind of hoping that we'd see some cool downs in Pensacola and the surrounding areas because traffic has been hectic so far tonight. But looking around here, we're not seeing actually a ton that is going on at the moment. We're seeing some mild congestion here and there, especially on some of these bigger roads like Pensacola Boulevard, you know, and maybe Caroline Street and the Pace Milton areas. But if you're experiencing congestion there or at some of these bigger intersections, they shouldn't hold you up too long. And that includes Pine Forest Road. That was speaking of trouble that we were getting, that was one of the biggest offenders tonight. But going both north and southbound, it's looking pretty clear at the moment.
Thank you very much, sir. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Overnight skies will be clear and it will be chilly, but not quite as cold. Low temperatures pretty close to 40 degrees. Thursday, some sun and clouds with a high of around 65. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. Right now it's at 52 degrees. Overnight low tonight's going to be 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 67. Showers into the picture tomorrow night. A bit warmer temperatures, 73 the high Friday, 73 on Saturday, 72 on Sunday. Each day, around 80 or 90% chance of rain and cloudy skies. So that's a look at what's coming. Taking a look at local headlines today, officials at Ferry Pass Middle School say that both they and law enforcement are aware of social media posts that have been making the rounds this week. Principal Adrienne Green sent this automated voicemail to parents today.
There has been information shared between students that we are taking very seriously. As of now, there is no confirmed imposed threat to students here at Ferry Pass Middle.
So a spokesperson for the Escambia Sheriff's Office tells us that while they are aware of the post, there is not an active investigation. The post center around a group of students who got into an altercation over the holiday weekend and are not believed to involve an active threat against the school. So that's the details on that. The city of Pensacola today confirming that it is likely additional bodies are buried at Miraflores Park, which would confirm the presence of a historic African-American cemetery there.
There has been compelling evidence found that there's an unmarked burial ground here.
Could we be standing on grave sites right now?
Potentially, in the sense that we anticipate, you know, the burial ground in this space. We're still surveying and still working through it, so there is potential.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, who you heard from there first, as well as Adrian Walker with the UWF Historic Trust. So this all started back in 2021 when a group of Boy Scouts found skeletal remains inside of a crawl space at the old Boy Scouts building. The remains were found to belong to a man and woman in their 30s or 40s. The site of the park was likely used as a cemetery in the mid-1880s, and this week the city started a full ground-penetrating radar study, which was funded by a $22,000 grant from the National Park Service. And finally, a group of volunteer medical professionals are providing free dental, vision, and medical care to people in need in Milton this weekend. That effort is through the National Remote Area Medical Nonprofit Organization. For the last 35 years, they've traveled over the country providing free services at pop-up clinics. And on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 6 a.m., they'll work on patients on a first-come, first-served basis. Medical services can range from general physicals to pap smears for women. Eye exams are also provided, and glasses can be made on site depending on the prescription. If prescriptions are not available on the day of, they will be made and shipped to patients in about a month. Anybody wanting to camp out early can do so at Milton High School's parking lot starting at midnight on Friday night. So that's a pretty cool opportunity there. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola, local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody about scams and ways people take advantage of you, ways you might not have even realized that they're trying to do this, and also the work that her office is doing to get a grip on the bad behavior by social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram when it comes to our kids. Also talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons extensively about ShotSpotter and some of the recent crimes that have taken place in the community, and the hubbub over school books in Santa Rosa County. All that's on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Christmas, no dissing. Listen, all you listeners. Think of all the business that's in prison during Christmas. Not trying to bring you down, but trying to put you up on. Land it on the table so you're able to put your cup on. No snow, not a flurry, so hurry, don't you miss it. Not dissing you, but wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough on Christmas. Yo, give up the dough.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It's 6:24 now, just before 6:25, so we will get another check of the roads. Luckily, there hasn't been much to report on so far this hour, and it looks like that is still the case here. Unless you're at a somewhat busy intersection or something, or maybe downtown, you may be experiencing some minor congestion, but nothing that's going to hold you up too long.
All right, very good. Taking a look at the forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, 52 currently, 42 the overnight low tonight. Mostly cloudy Thursday and a high of 67, and then the rain moves in Thursday night and hangs around pretty much all day Friday and over the weekend as well. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, we start in South Florida. A big bust of an unlicensed assisted living facility today. Dozens of elderly, mentally, and physically disabled people have been living at this particular site.
We were talking to one of the residents in there that right now there's 15 people inside, but they says that it's right about now the capacity is at approximately 30.
Police say that staffers were not medically trained, nor do they have proper certifications either.
And the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season ends tomorrow, finishing up what NOAA, or NOAA, says was an above normal season. The 20 named storms rank as the fourth highest since 1950. Seven storms were hurricanes, and three were Category 3 or higher. Hurricane Idalia was the only U.S. hurricane to make landfall, and it hit as a Cat 3 storm in the Big Bend region.
Yeah, also, Central Florida lawmakers are trying to give more control back to Walt Disney World. The proposed legislation was approved by the Orange County Legislative Delegation. It would reverse the state's actions last year that revoked Disney's governing powers over the former Reedy Creek Improvement District. It would also prevent the current oversight board from making any changes until the measure was in effect. However, given the supermajority that Republicans enjoy in the House and Senate, this is going nowhere.
And Florida's only snow park is getting ready for its fourth season. Snowcat Ridge is planning to reopen in Dade City this weekend with new attractions. The park will include a 60-foot slide, a tubing hill, an ice skating rink, as well as new holiday-themed play areas.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this area of the state having a winter park of sorts. You get some snow tubing there. I don't know about skiing or snowboarding, but, you know, just wintry type of activities, which I think would be great for late evening and nighttime. Maybe you do something like 4 to 10, where on days where it's kind of like it is now, right?
Yeah.
You go out there, you got some man-made snow that you can go tubing down, an ice rink nearby. I think that's a pretty pretty good idea there. Mm-hmm. Also, in our national headlines today, or I'm sorry, one more state headline. We'll hear from our governor. Technically, it's on the state national scope here. DeSantis says that we need term limits in Washington, D.C., made a video on X.
We have it in Florida. It's worked very well. We need it in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be a president that has a plan to bring this about. We're going to work with these states to be able to get it done.
And DeSantis says if he's elected president, he plans to lead an effort through the states to impose limits of 3 terms for House members and 2 terms for senators. Speaking of DeSantis, coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Time, he's having the red state, blue state debate with Governor Gavin Newsom of California. Fox News has the TV broadcast. Sean Hannity is moderating that, and we will carry it live for you here as well. Again, that starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. National headlines. In Japan, at least one death reported after a U.S. military Osprey aircraft crashed into the sea off the coast of western Japan. Earlier reports indicated that 8 crew members were on board, but the Coast Guard has now lowered that to 6. Witnesses say the aircraft's left engine appeared to be on fire as it went down today.
And an investigation is continuing after an explosion at an Ohio auto shop killed 3 people. The explosion happened yesterday at Jimbo's Auto Shop near Cincinnati and was so large that flames and smoke could be seen from miles away. Highland County officials say that 3 people were killed and 1 was injured.
Yeah, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sounding the alarm on the rise in anti-Semitism following Hamas's attack on Israel. Schumer saying that he feels compelled to speak on it as America's highest-ranking Jewish official. Here he is.
When Jewish people hear chants like "From the River to the Sea," a founding slogan of Hamas, a terrorist group that is not shy about their goal to eradicate the Jewish people in Israel and around the globe.
And Schumer says, he got me too.
I was about to say, finally.
Schumer says some of the most extreme rhetoric against Israel is emboldening anti-Semites who are attacking people just because they are Jewish. He says many pro-Palestinian groups marching in the U.S. do not have evil intent, but use alarming messaging that concerns the Jewish committee. Also, House Republicans say several committees will interview Biden family members over the next few months. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, in responding to Hunter Biden's legal team, says he welcomes Hunter testifying publicly. And Republicans claim the president participated in an influence peddling scheme and illegally profited from his family's foreign business dealings. Fox News Update is coming up.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. 14 more hostages have been released from Gaza by Hamas. Among them are 10 Israelis, including one with dual Israel-U.S. citizenship. Fox's Nate Foy is in northern Israel.
The joy of hostages coming home comes with the horror of learning what they experienced. One woman says Hamas terrorists beat her 12-year-old nephew and forced him to watch videos of the October 7th attack. Others lost as much as 15% of their body weight in weeks.
President Biden promoting his economic policies this time after touring CS Winds in Pueblo, Colorado today, the largest wind tower manufacturer in the world.
We're investing in America. We're investing in Americans, and it's working.
The president is touting his administration's mobilization of investments in clean energy manufacturing as a way of creating jobs. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The union had hinted at this effort previously, and today the United Auto Workers formally launched one of the largest organizing drives in its history. Campaigns at 13 automakers in an effort to leverage record gains from its recent labor deals in Detroit. The UAW plans to target nearly 150,000 more workers at U.S. factories owned by large foreign automakers, including Toyota and Volkswagen, plus newer electric vehicle makers such as Tesla and Rivian. The union today detailed the scope scope of the effort for the first time. Salesforce is out with fiscal third quarter results. Profit of $2.11 a share, topping expectations. Revenue, $8.72 billion, right in line with estimates, and up 11% year over year. Shares of Salesforce are up nearly 7% in extended trading. Stocks finished the regular Wednesday session close to where they began it. The S&P 500 slipped 4 points, while the Dow Industrials edged up 13. That's your money now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tools. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. 79 days ago, Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles. Today, the Jets opened his 21-day practice window. If Aaron isn't added to the active roster 3 weeks from now, his season is officially over. Even though it's inconceivable that he reached this point so soon, there's 0 points to play in this season. Putting Rodgers on the field behind this awful line and a team that won't make the playoffs would be foolish. I'm Zach Gelb.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This holiday, The Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
It's a Fox News Radio special event. DeSantis versus Newsom, live on Fox News Radio this Thursday. Sean Hannity will present an exclusive 90-minute debate between Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, focusing on the major issues impacting our country, the economy, the border, immigration, crime. Hannity will highlight them all, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, Fox News Radio, and
News Radio 92.3 from 8 till 10 p.m.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on in. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we'll get another check on the roads and weather. So far this hour, luckily, we haven't been dealing with anything that's standing out too much. You may see some congestion at some busier intersections or on some of these larger roads like West 9 Mile Road, for example, or Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County. But other than that, not too much to report on.
Overnight skies will be clear and it will be chilly, but not quite as cold. Low temperatures pretty close to 40 degrees. Thursday, some sun and clouds with a high of around 65. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, rain coming into the forecast. That's going to be mostly tomorrow night and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all weekend. Cloudy and rainy conditions. Temperatures will be a little warmer, though. With highs in the low to mid-70s each day. Tomorrow, 67 for a high. Tonight, 42 for the low with partly cloudy skies. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. The NFL, Aaron Rodgers continuing to show signs that he's not joking around when it comes to coming back this season from a ruptured Achilles. Today, The Jets opening the 21-day practice window, which means that he has 21 days to either join the active roster or he's done for the season. So there's a three-week window now where he's going to practice. Right now, in limited fashion, he's been cleared for football activities, not contact. So what do you think here? Do you think if you had to choose one way or the other on this day, November 29th, do you think Aaron Rodgers suits up again this season?
I think if he can, there's a good chance he will. And the reason why, I say that for two reasons. One is because the Jets are pretty desperate, right? They were pretty desperate to land him, and they've struggled for years. But two, Aaron Rodgers is a renowned diva. So I don't know how well, especially with a team that was so desperate to get him, I don't know how well he'd react to them saying, hey, we know you say you're doing better, and we know you've been practicing. It doesn't matter. You ain't playing. You know, I just don't know how well he'd react to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're right on this point, is that Aaron Rodgers is the one calling the shots in New York. It is not Robert Saleh. It's not the owner. It is a group, of owner and coaching group that has empowered Aaron. They have done his bidding with all the personnel that, you know, now we're sitting here being like, what in the world were they doing with Lazard and Randall Cobb and things like that? I want to say that this will continue as long as the Jets have a shot at the playoffs, but I think over the next few weeks that he is
recuperating.
I think he's going to give the impression and appearance that he's making it back, but If you held a gun to my head, say, will Aaron Rodgers play this year? I will say no. I think that cooler heads will prevail. I want to see it happen. I would love to see the Jets in the playoff mix and for Aaron Rodgers to come back. Yeah. Ultimately, though, I just wonder because, you know, they're talking about like, hey, you know, the mobility and number one, I mean, he's still playing his home football games at the stadium where everyone in the league says completely sucks when it comes to lower body injuries. And so you have a quarterback that is going to have limited mobility.
Yep.
Can he protect himself? Can the offensive line protect him? That has been a big fat no so far this year. And so if the Jets have to be like, look, man, we're not paying you for 1 year. We're paying you for two. And if there is, come Christmas time, there is no chance that the Jets are anywhere near the playoffs, I think that the owner steps in and says, look, Aaron, look, we really appreciate what you've done. Obviously, yeah, you've defied science and all of this, but let's be smart about this. Let's come back. We're going to invest in everything that we possibly can to get us a Super Bowl with you at the helm. And I think that's the direction that this ultimately will head in.
Well, and I think that could happen. I mean, because if Aaron Rodgers, I mean, hopefully he is aware of his circumstances. He's aware that he's older. He's aware that, you know, maybe this injury you know, there's a reason people don't come back from it so soon. And if the Jets are like, listen, we don't have a playoff path right now. No one wants you out there to help us succeed more than we do. That's why we paid you to be here. It's just a matter of, please just work with us on this one. Just let it ride it out. Ride it out. I think that could happen. Hopefully Aaron would take that advice.
Yeah. College football, Duke quarterback Riley Leonard is in the transfer portal. He becomes one of the highest profile players that will be on the move. He played in just 7 games this season due to injury. Last year, he had a really good year, and folks are high on him, not only at the college level, but as a pro prospect as well. A lot of people on social media saying that Notre Dame is where he's going to go. Of course, they're losing former Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman.
Yes, thank you for the former. That was very important.
Yes, that's right. Man, I hope Notre Dame like retires his number.
And I would love to hear what Dave Clawson has to say about that.
Let me hear what you have to say about that.
I would voice what Dave Clawson said.
Yeah, I know. 642, Health, Business, and Science notes today. Walking is associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, and the speed could determine how much. A new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine shows that brisk walking is linked to a nearly 40% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life. I have, I'm a bigger guy for sure. I go on these spurts of health conscious behavior. I am in one of them now. But I'm 36, I'm pushing 40, and obviously things change a lot. So I'm kind of being more conscious than I was in my 20s and in my early to mid 30s now. Yeah. And so one of the things that I have started instituting was because, this is pretty much sitting at a desk for hours on end if you don't move around and get up and do that. So I'll take 10 minutes and you may even see me. And if you do, honk, not too loudly, but just give me a little love tap on the horn there and wave at me as I walk around the studio. I try to do it once an hour, from about noon until the 4 o'clock hour. I try to do about 10 minutes to get about 40 minutes in there a day where I can get some steps in and walk. And so according to the people over in the UK, I'm lowering my risk for type 2 diabetes by doing so. So
very
that
smart.
Gives me some additional motivation and encouragement to press on.
Absolutely.
And that being said, I'm going to McDonald's before I go home tonight.
I don't think the doctors would recommend that in the UK or in the US. One out of every 5 children in America under the age of 14 use melatonin as a sleep aid, according to new research from the University of Colorado. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has issued an advisory asking parents to talk with a pediatrician before using the hormone long-term in children. Some products tested last year showed that mislabeled products had contained 300% more melatonin than what was listed on the bottle.
Also, a California company is one step closer to a medical breakthrough to extend the life of man's best friend. Researchers created a drug called Loyal that they hope will help dogs live longer, and they just hit a new milestone. The FDA sent a letter saying it agrees with the data provided that shows the drug's effectiveness. Dogs would get a shot or pill every 3 to 6 months with the claim that it could extend some larger breeds' lives by around a year. Both could be ready by 2026. While a price for the treatment has not yet been established, a double-digit figure is currently being discussed.
Yes.
All right.
And Popular Science will no longer be offered as a magazine. Joe, were you a fan of that?
No, never heard of it until today.
Me neither. Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone on that. The 151-year-old publication printed its last physical copy in 2018, but a digital version has been available since then. Now, owner Recurrent Ventures is ending that after more than a century and a half of covering science, technology, and nature. 151 years. You and I were clearly in the minority there.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to have a lot of fans to run for that long.
Absolutely. 646, another check of the roads and weather here.
So far this hour, we have not been dealing with much on the roads, and I am very happy to report that that is still the case. Unless you're on some of these busier roads, such as Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County, or perhaps West 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, you shouldn't be dealing with much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Yeah, tonight, last night here for some rain-free weather, partly cloudy, 42 for a low, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 67 degrees. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today, jury selection in actor Jonathan Majors' domestic violence case is set to start, or did start today in New York City. The Marvel Studios star faces accusations that he harassed and assaulted his ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. Majors denies the allegations, and he filed his own complaint against his ex, saying that he was the one that was assaulted.
And a book on British royal family, or on the British royal family, is being pulled from shelves after reports that it accidentally revealed the identity of the family member or family members who allegedly questioned Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son's skin color. A statement from the Dutch publisher said that it was, quote, temporarily withdrawing the book, Omid Scobie's Endgame. PA Media reports that a translation error unveiled the family members' identities. And you said, Joe, you read like an article that was it was coming from like Piers Morgan had allegedly said it. Something about...
So Piers Morgan put it out there on his podcast or show or whatever that the two people that whose identity was released on that was King Charles and Kate Middleton. So that was who.
I'm disappointed in Kate. I don't even know her. And I'm like, you know what? That's not cool. Charles, I'd expect it. But
I am looking because I'm very curious right now. I'm just scouring through eBay and I'm looking to see if there are any of the Dutch versions on there. I don't see any. I don't know if the Dutch have their own version of eBay or if there's a European one. But right now, I'm not looking like it's not looking like there is a Dutch version that has the identities in there on eBay yet. But I'd be curious because, I mean, if there's like only like 10 copies in the world of this book that got out there,
it's going to get valuable fast.
I feel like that would be a thing that somebody would go crazy to buy. Yes, I think that. Also here, a recent poll found that America's favorite holiday classic to rewatch every year is Home Alone.
Understandable.
A poll, Americans, there was about 34% of Americans that said it was their favorite to rewatch. A Christmas Story coming in at number two, followed by A Charlie Brown Christmas at number three. So there you go. I don't have the full top 10 there. Die Hard was on it. It was number 10. You had It's a Wonderful Life was number 7
Elf
from what
fifth.
I recall. Elf was 5th. And what was 4th?
Rudolph the Red Nosed
Reindeer. Rudolph, that's right. So there you go.
Yeah, that was that's a pretty agreeable list, I think.
Yeah, it's all right. 6:50, final break for us on a Wednesday. We're back with wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
For unto us a child is born.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:53:30 here, so a little bit early to the traffic and weather update, but that's okay. Traffic is not looking bad. It hasn't really at all this hour, luckily. Pine Forest Road was giving us a lot of trouble, but that has just about smoothened out. Same thing with North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. So unless you are on some of these bigger roads like West 9 Mile in Pensacola and maybe Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, you should not be dealing with too much that's going to hold you up for very long.
Yeah, and looking at the weather for tonight, it's going to be 45, I think, is what I saw there for the low tonight, with 42. Partly cloudy skies, mostly cloudy tomorrow, 67. Rain moves in Thursday night with warmer temperatures, 58 for the low tomorrow, 60% chance of showers. Then we're around 80 or 90% chance of rain and otherwise cloudy skies for the rest of the weekend. Highs will be in the mid-70s, so a bit of a warm-up there. Lows in the mid-60s. Taking a look at some wacky stories here to wrap up. A rare goose was captured in Los Angeles, and so rare that it was 6,000 miles away from its natural habitat. Don't ask me how it got there, but wildlife officials say the tundra bean goose. Goose can't fly, right? Geese can't fly, right? Is that a...
No, geese fly.
They do fly. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a long trek. Geese was hanging around Magic Johnson Park on the city's south side. Maybe he was just, paying homage to a Laker legend. I don't know. But the goose is actually native to Siberia. There's a few possibilities there. It was just got tired of the cold and flew south and then just wound up in California. I don't know. But 6,000 miles is a long way for a goose to go.
6,000 miles is a long way for anybody,
yeah.
Especially when you're making the trek yourself. New Jersey's humorous holiday traffic signs are being resurrected for the season. In the past, the neon signs would say things that were a bit pushing of the envelope, such as, only Rudolph should be lit. Drive high, get DWI. Yeah. That certainly caught drivers' attention, but it also got the attention of the Federal Highway Administration. It called the signs too distracting and ordered them to be taken down last year.
I can see that.
Yeah, understandably, yes. But now they're up again, and the messages have toned down a bit since. One sign says, quote, reckless drivers are worse than fruitcake, while another says, Santa's watching, put down the phone. Those are a bit more family-friendly.
I think they're getting... Well, it's not really... To me, it's not necessarily whether it's family-friendly or not.
It's about it just distracting
people. It's about the...
the brightness.
Wow factor, I think, with, you know, only Rudolph should be lit. Drive high, get DUI. That's a little bit more, hey, I'm going to drive down the road and try to take a picture of on my cell phone.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I think that's the kind of the rationale there, why they were like, you know, we get it. We like it. But you're going to have people causing accidents by trying to take pictures. Now, I do think that people will still try to take pictures, maybe not as much, or maybe the colors weren't quite as bright and merry and jolly. I don't know, but
not sure.
Yeah. Also, a homeless man in Boston was arrested for a string of at least 8 incidents of vandalism that included yanking Paul Revere's headstone out of the gravesite.
That's impressive.
So Lawrence Hawkins was also extremely disruptive while in court. Here was his defense attorney.
My goal is to see to it that he gets the help and services he needs to be stabilized and to see if he appreciates the nature of the charges against him, which he does not seem to at this time. Let's just say that trying to interview him is less than fruitful.
So there you go. Now I'm quickly Google searching Paul Revere's headstone because what I'm not sure of it's kind of right off the side of it looks like a sidewalk or a street even.
Okay,
it's not like a barricaded, you know, headstone here where somebody could very easily access this thing, and it's not like this mammoth headstone that would be like, okay, come on, he can't do it. So I don't know if the question is like, okay, did he know it was Paul Revere's headstone or was just a random headstone that he just happened to walk by and was like, that looks pretty cool to kick around and do that.
Yeah, so, clearly he ain't right.
Obviously, yeah.
It says here, in good news, a woman in New Hampshire accidentally threw her wedding ring in the trash and didn't realize it until it was already at the dump. But workers managed to find it for her this last Friday, and she did get it back. She was lucky that they had some experience with this. It's the third ring they have found for people just in the past 2 years, and they say this one missed going to the incinerator by a narrow 15 minutes.
A lot of people missed this one over the Thanksgiving break. On Thursday, a half-built high-rise in England caught fire, and a very skilled crane operator saved a construction worker stuck on the roof. He saw him signaling for help, attached a cage to the crane, and lifted it up so the guy could climb in. 2-minute video has been making the rounds online. You can tell how dire it was just listening to the people in the background.
He's obviously trying to get it open.
Oh my God, in a second there won't be nothing to open.
He's trying to get in, he's getting in.
He's in!
Hey, there we go. So the operator, 65-year-old Glenn Edwards, downplayed the whole thing, I don't want to blow it up too much. I'm not that sort of person. So, Glenn, you may not, but we will. cheers to you. That's how we'll wrap things up here on a Wednesday. We'll be it right back again tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.